So the Cosmos Roadshow team brought the Interactive Pop-Up Science Centre to the Cambridge Museum of Technology recently on Cheddar's Lane, and I went along to experience it. We hear now from John London, the Outreach Manager of the Cambridge Science Centre, and he had this very enthused report for us. In the background, lots of children, as you can hear, this lunchtime. It's on a Sunday, and I have come along to Cheddar's Lane to the Museum of Technology in Cambridge. Very noisy in the background. People are feeling the force and trying out their little experiments with gravity. We've got stargazing going on here and even some fake feelings. What children can do is they can wander around the room with their parents and experience new ideas to them in science. You hear lots of juniors in the background. And with me today is one of the members of Cambridge Science Centre. This all looks, as we can all hear, very, very noisy, but a lot of fun.
Well, that's the idea. So this is the outreach team slightly coming into Cambridge. We are the team from the Cambridge Science Centre that normally goes around East Anglia, so we're never normally in Cambridge. This is a very unusual situation for us over half term, and we're coming in as part of the street science events that the main team in the Science Centre are running in the sort of the slight furlough period between buildings that we have at the minute.
We've done this over half term. It's very convenient for the Cambridge Science Centre to do this, and they've been popping up in several different locations, this being the last day. When we recorded this, the children were about to go back to school the very next day. Where have you been so far this week?
So the Cambridge Science Centre has popped up at places like Wick and Fen. We've been involved with these with the weekend days, and my colleagues in the InReach team, so those are the people that would normally be running the Science Centre, have been doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we in the Outreach team came slightly closer to home than we normally do for the weekend to give them a weekend. So our team normally goes around a much wider area. We've been spending a lot of our time in Lowestoft recently and Peterborough, and we're actually looking forward to some small pop-up events in King's Lynn coming up.
I've been trying, and my work's kind of been undone by the children, which is good because it's the learning experience, but I've been trying to build a bridge this morning, a cantilever one. If we look to one of the other exhibits here, you challenge younger people as well to build an arch bridge. My Jenga bricks, well, they managed to stay up across the river, I must admit. It didn't all collapse on me.
Yes, so the idea with these exhibits is that they're all hands-on. You know, if you want to sit and read a book, then you don't need somebody to come and help you with that. This is you could almost consider them educational toys. And the thing that I think shows that we've really pushed the boat out with these is that it's not just children, it's adults. It's children of all ages that can have fun and learn something with them. I mean, at the moment, we're currently looking at a child who is clapping and screaming into a microphone and seeing the plot of their voice as a frequency coming up on the screen. Now, that child is, only about 7 or 8 years old. The science that they're learning is something that they're not going to need to know for another 10 years or so. But he doesn't really realise that he's enjoying science. He's just having fun and learning.
It's just a fantastic way to let kids let off a lot of cognitive steam, should we say, on a Sunday as well. The learning, as you say, it's all very interactive here. In the middle of the room, we've got something which is standing probably a good 3.5 metres tall, just about goes into the apex of the room, and it involves paper and quite a lot of air.
So this is our rather fantastic vertical wind tunnel. You'll find that at almost all of the events that we do, just because it's such a wonderful centrepiece. So what we have at the bottom, if you can see, is a massive fan, exactly like you would get on the sound stage of a movie when they need to have some air blowing across to make everyone's hair look tousled. And then above that, we have something called a collimator, which is hidden within the woodwork there, but is actually a critical component. And it's like a series of vertical tubes that just make sure that all of the air is going straight up and not spinning. And then we've got the tube, and children are tasked with, there's a table with some scissors and pens and paper and sticky tape, with coming up with their own designs and flying them in the wind tunnel. I think this is a wonderful example of what we do. There's no set design that they have to follow. There's no one end goal that they know is perfect. It's exploration of what they can do, and That is a fantastic leaf that has just gone up there. I've never seen that design before.
With a hexagonal insert in the middle, actually being punched out from the paperwork. You actually had a very good idea with a sort of turbine effect version of paper. You want an open tube at the top, so the challenge, of course, is to get right out using the air from the bottom so that it can escape with a piece of paper at the top end.
Yes, I mean, I even had the idea earlier today. Pam, the lady who runs the Museum of Industry here, has slightly said that it's impossible, we shouldn't do it, but I want to put a collimator inside the big chimney that they've got here at the museum and see if we can get something to go right up the middle of the chimney. Apparently, that's not technically feasible.
There would probably be an awful lot of soot from the last century from when the steam engines are running that would come out as well, and we might have an issue with the environment around the riverside area of Cambridge.
Yes, so obviously the environmental aspects of things are incredibly important. Now, we don't have much in the way of our environmental exhibits here today, but we do actually have a very strong biological bias with the workshops that we are currently running. So we're looking at recycling, we're looking at reusing, we're looking at the water cycle and various other ideas around how we interact with our environment and how science can help us with that. Sometimes you get a bit of a bad press, you know, there's this new thing that's going to harm the environment, but we're trying to show how science can help the environment.
Everything here, after all, is battery powered. It's all on wheels, so everything is very portable. I assume you've got a Luton van or something you put this all into afterwards.
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the reasons why the outreach team is running this event rather than the main team, which is because if you were to look out of that window right there, in the next building over, you'd see our Luton van. So we had such a long journey in the morning today. It was nearly 4 seconds.
Everything's based here on site then?
Yes, absolutely.
And now the Cambridge Science Centre has closed down on Jesus Lane. You're based in Norfolk Street.
Well, our offices are. We don't have any permanent space where people can come to visit us. However, watch this space. We're not quite at the position where we can start to say where it is, but I can tell you that we are looking at leases. Structural engineers are coming around, and we should have a new science centre within the next 6 months.
Can I at least squeeze the fact that it could be in Cambridge?
It will be in Cambridge.
Exciting news. It's nice to know that you'll be rising again like a phoenix from the ashes of being on Jesus Lane.
Absolutely. I mean, Jesus Lane was always a slightly temporary solution. So Jesus College was renovating that site, but they knew that they weren't going to be able to renovate the building that we were in for a couple of years. So they were able to let us use that as an initial site to allow us to get going. We have got going now, and we are coming back in a much bigger and better capacity.
So that was John London from the outreach management point of view of the Cambridge Science Centre, and he was talking to me at half term down at the Cambridge Museum of Technology. There are more pop-up events which you can go along with your children. You could also engage with schools as well. So if you've got any teachers, probably actually they're back from the training day yesterday and taking the second half of the term now, well, at least the spring term out of Easter. But if you want to get in touch with them, the Cambridge Science Centre are available. If you go online, just go to Cambridge Science Centre, the website, use the search engine there, and you can find out where they are at the moment. They're actually hunkered down in a little office in Norfolk Street at the moment, but later this year they will have a shiny new announcement. They will have a new Cambridge Science Centre here in Cambridge, as John intimated there, just a little bit of a hint that it will actually at least be in Cambridge. That was part one of my interview. It was so good, actually, that we have part two for you in May from John London, the outreach manager of the Cambridge Science Centre. Thank you for his time recently. As you heard, it was very, very busy on the occasion that I managed to get down to the Museum of Technology in Cambridge. We will be hearing more from him soon.